Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to episode 20 of BCR Radio, better known as Black Conservative Republican Radio, and I'm your host, Randy Perm, with my lovely, beautiful co-host and wife, April Perm.
Hey.
And tonight I want to start off by saying congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers for finally bringing home a championship after never. So, yeah, that was a cheap shot. But, you know, the Golden State Warriors, you know, they put up a valiant fight. And although they ended their season with the, 72-10, they are not the best. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. And they put up a good fight. So, but, honey, what do you think about the playoffs that happened? Since you finally got a chance to sit down with me and watch the playoffs.
Well, I don't know what to think because I haven't watched basketball since Michael Jordan was playing, and that was in, what, 95, 96, his last game? Oh, well, he did have that. He
that
went
little,
to another,
yeah,
like the Raptors or something.
Wizards.
I don't
yeah,
know,
Washington
Wizards,
Wizards.
Yeah.
Something like that,
yeah. But otherwise, I have not watched basketball since then. I watch it with you. It was pretty interesting. It was pretty exciting. I don't understand how one team has a 3-1 lead
and blow it.
And then loses. I'm just going to say
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I've not been following them, so I know the players.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand that.
Yeah.
Just one game. Just one more game.
Yep. That 3-1 lead, yeah, that was, yeah.
I think it was fixed.
Yeah, I do too. But, you know, the 95-96 Bulls still maintain the best, you know, NBA record. With,
are you just saying that because you're from Chicago?
I not just because I'm from Chicago, but because it is a true statistic. And
I agree.
Given that they took a 72-9 record with the championship, hey.
Jordan Pippen,
cool coach.
Kerr.
Yep. Man, that was
so
like.
So many.
Yeah.
I can't even remember them all.
Randy Brown, Grant. Oh, my God. It was like a lot of Rodman. But anyway, moving right along.
Powerhouse.
Yeah, it was a powerhouse. This week, it's been a pretty exciting week in just around the around the world, actually, you know. But the Democrats, let me back up.
Please back up. Please politically correct yourself.
In Congress this week. The Democrats in Congress.
No, there were some people,
the
majority
people,
of them,
all of them. Were Democrats.
But seriously, they
did a sit-in this week in response to the four failed Senate bills that was presented for gun control. Two of them were presented by Republicans. Two of them were presented by the Democrats. Now they were supposedly to kind of like offset each other or counter each other, but nonetheless, all four bills failed. I'm not gonna go into the specifics of each bill, but my main thing was John Lewis, who was one of the Democrats' leading members in the House there, that led the sit-in. Their whole reason was they wanted to force a vote on these gun control measures, which would have led to just more chaos than what's already going on with gun control measures just in the United States alone.
I have a question for you, honey.
Okay.
Because to my understanding, and I may not know everything, but in order for something to pass into law, you need a vote from not only the House of Representatives, but the Senate,
mm-hmm.
which would mean the entire Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm seeing is that Congress, I'm not sorry, not Congress, Senate, the Senate House already voted and said
no.
No.
Yep.
So, what the HE double hockey sticks were they doing over there in the House
in the
of Representatives?
Chamber.
Yes,
in the
I don't
chamber.
Understand.
Yeah,
it was already decided.
Yeah, it was a futile sit-in or a demonstration, a protest.
Wait, it was less than 24 hours.
No, it was 25 hours. They credited them 25 hours. That's what they was credited with.
No, but they were supposed to be there for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So I would take that time away from them because they were always supposed to be there. And they knew it was only.
What the problem was?
They're about to go to a two-week session.
That's also leading to it. They already knew that this was not going to go anywhere because the Senate had already decided that the bills weren't going to pass, so it wouldn't even made it over to the House anyways for a vote. That's number one. Number two, they was getting ready to end for they was going to adjourn for the going to recess for the 4th of July weekend anyways. So
for 2 weeks, by the way.
Yeah, so they
need to rewrite that.
So they pulled this stunt knowing full well that the Senate had already went home and the Republicans in the House of Representatives had already pretty much bounced out too. And they was like, okay, we're not leaving until we come to a vote on this, when there was going to be no vote taken anyway.
But didn't even because the Speaker of the House right now is
Paul Ryan,
and he's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even stick around for it. He left.
Yeah, no, he didn't. He sat there and he said his little spiel about how there needs to be decorum and needs to be, you know, some respectable behavior, and this was not the way to go about conducting business of, you know, of the government. And he left it at that. So
was he referencing them laying on the floor?
Yeah. I mean, if you would have saw this on TV, I wish I was a fly on the wall there, because, I mean,
I wish I would have sat in
like,
on that.
It looked like an overgrown daycare center going on
it
in there.
It really did.
But, you know, hey, it is what it is.
But at the end of the day,
is who you elected. Just remember that.
Yeah, that's actually very good. This is who you elected.
So next time,
even if it's not a presidential election, then maybe you should get into the other elections that come up every year. It depends on how it falls. But the point is this. It was so crazy. And I looked at it and I'm like, what are they doing? And they did all of this on our dollar. And they accomplished
nothing.
Nothing at all. All they did was get some camera time. And they all looked ridiculous with this camera time. But it doesn't matter because a lot of them are probably up for re-election. They just want to show that they're doing
something. Yep.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna move on to... You know, it goes back to why they were sitting there fighting for, you know, trying to pass these gun control measures and everything else, which would have been very cataclysmic, in my opinion, if they did reluctantly pass this for some kind of way. But it goes back to, for the citizens, for the people, your regular everyday person or citizen in the United States, it goes back to, do you actually understand and know your rights in comparison to not only the United States Constitution, but the state constitution, your respective state constitution, in comparison to your local laws or the laws that, you know, that governs you in your state and where you live? Because it's important to know, you know, the correlation between all of those levels, because there are actually some that contradict each other. And so it's a matter of when you come across law enforcement that they may pick and choose how they're going to enforce it and what they're going to enforce. And you, as a citizen, you may not even know what it is that you're entitled to do and not do in accordance with those respective laws. So I think it's very important that we, as citizens of the United States, take the time, you know, whether it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, however long it takes you, to review not only the U.S. Constitution, but the state constitution, your respective state constitution, and those laws that are associated with those constitutions. That way, you're not finding yourself in some kind of trouble. So, that's what I have to say about that.
This is a sidebar.
Yeah,
understand. We just really had some average choking in the middle of the show. In this particular case, I ate a pepper, and I would say that if it's red, avoid it. But because I'm not full blue, red is good. Red adds spice to your life. There you go. Red spice to your life. That's out of nowhere, but I understand I really was just choking.
I know. I was watching it as I was saying it. Anyway, but, yeah, seriously, it goes back to just you have to know your rights. You have to understand how the laws and the wording in laws, the language used, the complexity or the ambiguity that goes into how some of these laws are written and the way that you understand it and interpret it versus how law enforcement or a lawyer or a judge even will interpret those laws.
Well, you know, honey, I think you brought up a great point now that I have my breath back.
Okay.
I think that you have a great point. I was going to say it earlier, but I couldn't catch my breath. Anyway, so as an active duty military member,
mm-hmm.
anyone that's in the service, they have a military right to do certain things, but they may not have a state lawfully right to do it. And so I really want to get this word out to our active duty military members or veterans, because guess what? You may think that, hey, you're certified, you're getting all these certifications, but you get PCS to another state, and that may not do crap for you.
Yeah. And that goes back
to
yourself. Yeah. No, you're right. And it goes back to reciprocity with permits, especially. You have and for those that don't know or are not too familiar with this, if you have, say, for example, you have a carry concealed permit in one state, and the neighboring states may recognize it or it may not, and that's what's called a reciprocity
right.
of recognition of
exactly.
that permit. So for certain states, you can have a permit, but it's not recognized in that state that you moved to. So you're thinking you're okay, and by you being in the military and everything else, that you have an automatic buy
exactly.
on, you know, carrying that particular weapon or, you know, or having a permit for a weapon, and in which the actuality of it all is you don't. So you have to be careful. That's why I emphasize that you have to understand the laws that's govern your state that you're residing in.
I would actually challenge all military members to actually look into the laws of their state, because if I was good enough to carry a weapon for the military, who are you to tell me that I can't carry a weapon myself
mm-hmm.
to protect my family? I was good enough to carry a weapon to protect this whole nation, but I'm not good enough to carry a weapon to protect my family? I have a problem with that.
Yep.
Okay, you know what? I'm not gonna start no fry. So I'll digress. But
yeah.
I challenge that.
You're right, and it is a good challenge to read what the law says, and if there's some kind of ambiguity to it or some kind of misclarity or some kind of misguidance to it, then you should. I encourage people to challenge it. I plan on challenging and bringing into question some of the laws. Actually, I did that this week. I actually called the state police department and I asked questions about, you know, some of the gun laws that they had in regards to military and just regular civilians.
What was your response?
It wasn't my response. My question was...
What was the response to
your question? Oh, the response to the question that I got was, we're not sure. I'm not sure. Hold on. Let me transfer you to another person that may know. And when I was transferred, it went to voicemail. And so when I called back,
because you fall into a special category.
Yes. I fall into a special category. Sure, that's a nice way to put it. Being a military, you know, we are exempt from having the requirements to get permits and stuff like that. So,
only for military issued
no.
weapons?
No.
Or is it just for any weapon?
For any weapon.
So that extends to your personal life?
Yes. Personal weapons, outside of machine guns. But that, I'm not going to go into all that.
So that's what's the problem with the personal laws and the state laws, is because some states don't recognize your authority for your personal weapons. They only recognize it for your military weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know that being an active duty military member, which is part of the U.S. Army, not the personal army of that state, not the state militia, that you...
National Guard.
No, no, no. I say state militia because there are states that have militia.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm adding, like,
okay,
National
Guard. Okay, gotcha,
like
gotcha, gotcha. But some states, which is why when you call someone and you ask them that specific question, she was unable to answer that question because she doesn't know the answer, because guess what? I'm certified to carry, I'm sorry, Orlando, that was the wrong choice of words. But anyway, the point
mm-hmm.
is
yep.
that you've been trained, you know how to handle it, you are a government employee.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you should be able to carry wherever you go. Now, the problem is does that extend to personal weapons? That's the problem. And it should, because if you trust me to carry a weapon
For the government
and
why,
to protect you,
why can I carry one to protect myself? Or
and
carry
your family.
Or carry, you know, just in general, because I want to, because number one, that's my constitutional right to do so if I choose to. And as a friend said earlier today, and I actually found it very funny, you know, I have the right to, you know, wipe toothpaste all over my but
white
people.
What?
Yeah,
what
you know, you may have a right.
About?
Yeah, I have the right to do it, but doesn't make it right, you know. But
yeah,
that's your right.
But you carrying a gun, it's okay, because if you feel like you want to hunt, if you feel like you want to go out and shoot game or go to a shooting range, or just to protect your family, it's already clear by the United States. Doesn't matter what branch, then what business is it of a state to say that you can't?
That is true. That is true. So, moving right along, last night, the United Kingdom took a vote on whether or not they're going to separate from the European Union. And, the European Union, excuse me. And they actually passed the vote. It was off the top of my head. I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but off the top of my head, I want to say it was 52-48 or something like that. It was a close margin.
50-40.
No. That was Scotland.
Oh, sorry.
But some of the countries within the United Kingdom elected that they wanted to stay part of the European Union. And what I'm getting at is this. This can potentially be a very, very interesting, opportunistic, but interesting fold of events come the next few years. Now, you're not going to see anything immediate happen right away with this result, because number one, it's just going to take time. But
trickle-down economics. Remember we talked about this
down,
last
yes,
week.
Yes, this is what you're going to see in terms of trickle-down economics on a global scale. Now, I'm going to break it down real quick.
Go ahead, baby.
So,
Break it down.
All right. So the European Union, which consists of 13 countries, they came together and they said, hey, we're going to come up with a unified currency to try to bring down the U.S. dollar.
Exactly.
Now, you may not see it in plain text, those words verbatim or, you know, to the exact, but that was
you
the intent.
See it. That was the intent.
Because the U.S. dollar at the time, and this was around 2000, the year 2000, that the U.S. dollar was
very much power.
Yeah, we had a powerful currency. So, and that was killing the currency and the trades and the markets and stuff like that overseas.
And all the countries.
And so, they said, you know what, we can't have this. We can't have the United States just murdering us. And you got to remember, too, also, back at that time, our debt, our national debt wasn't all that great. Matter of fact, we were at a surplus. Y'all remember the stimulus checks we was getting in the mail every year? Yeah. So.
And remember, Clinton had finished his presidency with us in the
surplus. Right.
They didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
We were getting all the money.
Yep. So, you know, when you roll it, when you roll it over,
they waged an economic war against us.
Yep, they did. And so, here we are. Let's fast forward a couple of years. The Iraq and Afghanistan war kicks off. We go into debt. We swipe the credit card to pay for the war. And now here we are amounting all this debt, and it just turned out to be.
I remind you, it wasn't only our war.
No, it wasn't only.
We footed the bill.
We footed the bill for other countries as well. And so when we invaded Iraq, and some people would contend to disagree, but we did take oil. So some of the gas prices that you saw over the years that dropped and whatnot, that was a contributing factor to that extra oil that we didn't have accounted for. But anyway, so let me fast forward to now, just like in the last couple of years. Greece is one of the countries that was that has failed economically.
They are struggling.
They failed economically. France is taking into consideration to exit out of the European Union. So, cataclysmically speaking.
Honey, you want to know why? Wait. Can I say this real quick? The reason why I think that France and the other countries that you mentioned are having such problems is because, guess what? They didn't take into account that if they made our dollar so worthless, tourism is going to stop. Because no one has money to do anything except for pay their bills. They never took that into consideration.
That's true. Tourism, not terrorism or tourism, but
tourism.
touring other countries kind of like went backslid. And
they didn't realize how much Americans go over to their countries and spend money.
Yeah, and so now we're about to see, like I said, a cataclysmic change of events where if the European Union breaks up, then this will force a lot of our trade agreements to go into renegotiation, number one.
It will make my prices go down.
And, yes, it will make our prices go down, and it will also force the other countries to kind of like have to not come up with new currency, but they essentially would have to come up with new currency, and those prices will fall because they don't have the gross domestic product power to support their currency. So it's gonna be an interesting turn of events when everything unfolds. And I cannot wait to see how this plays out, because now that the United Kingdom has taken a first step, United Kingdom is actually a multitude of other countries within itself.
Yeah.
And so as Scotland being part of the United Kingdom, also looking at breaking away from the United Kingdom itself. So they're trying to become an independent country.
Babe,
mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that you brought up Scotland. You want to know why? Because although I'm not in Donald Trump's support corner, he did an actual press conference of
his
opening of his golf course.
Reopening
of his golf course in Scotland, right as this stuff was going down.
Yep.
How ingenious was that?
It was. It was very smart of him. And, you know, if I don't see an opportunistic person or know an opportunistic person, when I see one, he's definitely one. And
I can't blame him.
He got on a jet in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night, Secret Service.
And
get
all.
Up, let's go.
And flew over there and did this grand.
Everyone looks
grand,
nice when we walk across the field.
This grand reopening of the golf course there in, I can't remember this city that was in, but it was in Scotland, either way, Turnberry, Scotland. So he did that, and he held a press conference and discussed how this breakup would be great for not only his business, but great for the United States. And he actually kind of like laid out the framework as to what's going to happen. So I think it's going to be, like I said, an interesting thing. And now I'm going to transition into how this affected the markets, the stock markets, the finance markets today. We took a $600 hit. A 600-point hit in the Dow, and that's the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the stock markets, just researching. Anyway, so
and
the 600...
that was the lowest it's been in...
No, it's been lower than that in recent years.
No,
but
it was 500. This is the lowest it's ever been. It's panic.
Yeah, a lot of people did panic, and they went into, like...
But I seriously know
it was a knee-jerk.
The lowest.
Yeah, it was a knee-jerk reaction that they did that, and I think for how can I say this? For us, for investors, a smart investor, they probably capitalize on it because they know it's a knee-jerk reaction.
Buy, buy, buy.
And they
now's
jumped
the time
in there.
To buy.
They jumped in there and they sold off their shares or whatever the case that they made in those investments they have overseas. So I think you gotta be careful with that. And
honey, can I say one thing real quick? Is that guess what? The economic crisis in the stock market always has a way of correcting itself.
Mm-hmm.
Period. It doesn't matter what business it is; it corrects itself. So understand, everyone who is selling off, if you have a little bit, I don't care if it's $100. If you have a little bit of money, everything that was selling, and understand I'm not a financial expert, so I'm not advising you, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you what to do. That's your choice.
Yep.
But I'm going to buy.
Yeah, so I just advise everyone to pay attention to the markets, pay attention to what's going on, both, domestically and internationally. And after a while, you'll figure it out for yourself, and you can see how it works out.
Now's the time to take trips to Europe.
It's going to be cheap.
Because it's going to be cheap. I'm just saying.
Yep. And
bye.
Yep. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out the show. I'm going to address one of the questions that was asked. How are babies made? I know it's being funny, but I'm going to ask the question.
Who made that question?
I'm not going to say their name.
I want to say their name.
They want to remain anonymous. So,
okay.
When a man and a woman get together and they procreate and...
Babies are made when Randy and April has alone time and no one's bothering us and we have candle lights and soft music playing in our dark room. That's how all babies are made. There you go. And you know who you are. That's how babies are made.
I also actually say, when a man and a woman gets together and they come to that decision, a stork comes by and drops the baby off at the doorstep.
Oh, I like the stork. I like the stork. Or how about this? You open the door and then there's a baby on the doorstep.
Yeah.
And you don't know where it comes from. You just take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how babies are made. To you. You know who.
Yep.
All right.
Anyway, so you can follow me on Twitter at rperm, and you can catch me on Facebook at Randy Perm, or you can follow me on my Facebook fan page at rperm or rnperm. Also, you can pick up my book, The New You, Now Equipped with Wisdom, on Amazon, and you can send me an email at rperm@gmail.com if you have questions, thoughts, concerns, whatever the case, and I'll be more than happy to reply back to you, and we'll go from there. So, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you, and God bless you. And we will see you all, talk to you all, and
thank
all
you
that
and
jazz
good night.
Next week. Goodbye, and good night.